If you'd like to find your place in Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. The title of today's message is To Speak or Not to Speak. The Lord had entrusted Jonah with a message for Nineveh. But Jonah's first reaction was to not deliver that message. God has given us, the church, the message of reconciliation. We have the truth. We know the way to heaven. We have the message of hope that this world so desperately needs. God has commanded the church to go throughout the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:19 says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The people of Nineveh needed to hear the message from the Lord. Romans 10:14 says, How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? It was not a popular message that God had commanded Jonah to deliver. Hey, it wasn't a message that was going to tickle their ears, if you would. In Jonah chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Hey, nobody wants to hear that message. And then later on in Jonah, it says, Yet 40 days, that was his message, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Nineveh had sinned, and their sin had come up before a holy and righteous God. Hey, many people have said that you don't find America in the Bible. But I'd like to say that America is much like Nineveh. America has went from being a moral nation to an immoral nation. America has went from being a nation who valued life and the pursuit of happiness to a nation that takes the lives of unborn babies. America used to be a land of opportunity. But now it's a land that takes the opportunities away. Even before a child is born, that child's opportunity to life and the pursuit of happiness is taken from that child. By the way, it's not the government that's doing that. Yes, the government may be facilitating this. They may even be funding these things. And for that, they're wrong in the eyes of a holy God. But the ultimate decision to take the life of an unborn child is that of the person carrying that child. Taking the life of an unborn child is murder. Let me read you some statistics. In the world, over 42 million abortions occurred in 2020. Far surpassing the totals of people who perished as a result of the world's leading causes of death. By comparison, communicable diseases killed more than 13 million people worldwide in 2020. About 8.2 million people worldwide lost their lives to cancer, while nearly 5.1 million people and 2.5 million people succumb to death as a result of smoking and alcohol, respectively. According to the Johns Hopkins University, more than 1.8 million people died worldwide from the coronavirus. Other leading causes of death in 2020 included road traffic accidents fatalities, of which there were nearly 1.4 million. Additionally, suicides are responsible for nearly 1.1 million deaths across the globe. The total number of deaths worldwide in 2020, excluding abortions, was nearly 59 million people went into eternity. But if abortions were counted as a cause of death rather than just another health statistic, the global death toll in 2020 would increase to be more than 100 million people. The National Right to Life now estimates that over 61 million abortions have been performed in the United States since 1973. The number of pregnancies terminated worldwide in 2020 is greater than the total number of people that succumb to all other leading causes of death. In the United States, we grieve the loss of those who lost their lives due to COVID-19, well over 300,000, 350,000 plus. Worldwide, that number is 1.8 million. But right here is what we need to do. We need to question what kind of world we live in. When it would take 23 years of deaths from COVID-19, like we saw in 2020, to equal the number of children killed by abortion that same year. In the U.S., the numbers may vary from year to year, but there are over 2,000 abortions a day. This is not including chemical abortions. If we were to compare Nineveh and America, I believe that the American crimes related to drugs and alcohol and abortions would be more wicked than all the sins of Nineveh. And you may be under the sound of my voice today, and you may say, well, I'm not involved in those type sins. Well, let me be clear. All sin is wicked before a holy and righteous God. Even a little lie is a terrible sin. And Jesus took all our sins and bore them in His body on the cross, and He died for us. The sin of disobedience is a wicked sin. The sin of unfaithfulness is wicked. The sin of fornication is wicked. The sin of adultery is wicked. How about this sin? How about the sin of not speaking up for the Lord when God has given us a message to give? Let's ask Jonah about that. Nineveh was under the condemnation of the Lord, and Jonah decided not to speak. Jonah knew what would happen to Nineveh, and he chose to run in the opposite direction from the will of God. Nineveh was about to find out about Hebrews 10:31. They were about to find out that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. In America, people will die in their sins if we don't speak up with the message from God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, for the wages of sin is death. And I understand that that message is not popular today. It wasn't popular 1,000 years ago, by the way. I know that's not what the world wants to hear today. No, the world wants to hear about the purpose-driven life. That's what the world wants to hear. The world wants to hear about that you can have your best life now. Oh, that's what tickles their ears right now. Oh, the world wants to hear how God wants everyone healthy and wealthy. Oh, that's what the world wants to hear. The world wants to hear about the power of positive thinking. But what the world needs is some godly men and some godly women who'll stand up and say, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This world needs to hear, be sure your sins will find you out. Oh, the world needs to hear point number one from God's message, for the wages of sin is death. Oh, they need to hear that point number one. Oh, but thank God there's a point number two as well in God's message. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, yes, you sinned. Hey, but thank God where sin abounded, the grace of God did much more abound. Hey, thank God that there's a message of hope today for America. There's a message of hope today for the world. So, Jonah, why are you running? Jonah knew the fate of Nineveh. Jonah also knew that there's hope in the Lord. In Jonah chapter 4, In verse 2 we read, "And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish." This is what Jonah knew. This is what he knew of the Lord. "That thou art a gracious God, and merciful and slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil." Knowing all this, Nineveh was under the condemnation of God because their sins had come up before him. Because of their wickedness. Jonah also knew that the Lord was gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness and repentest thee of the evil. Jonah knew all these things, yet Jonah chose not to speak. He knew that judgment was coming for Nineveh, but he also knew that there was mercy with the Lord. Oh, 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Oh, it's not just Nineveh that was in peril of death. Because Jonah chose not to obey God, he disobeyed God. Now those in close proximity of Jonah were under a condemnation of death as well. For the wages of sin is death. The sailors that were on the boat with Jonah, the sailors were lost in their sins. These sailors were worshiping false gods. And they too were about to find out the truths of Hebrews chapter 10:31. That it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, while they were struggling in their false religions, while these sailors were struggling in their false hope, while they were struggling in their work-based salvation, oh, when they were struggling in their lack of understanding, and they were dying in their sins, the only one that could help them, the only one who could give them the truth, the only one on board with a message of hope from the Lord, a message of forgiveness from the Lord, that person was asleep. Look at verse 4, Jonah chapter 1. "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God," little g God, "and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea." Here's that work salvation, "to lighten it of them." Hey, but Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and he was fast asleep. Jonah ran from his responsibility to warn the nation of Nineveh of the judgment that was coming. But not only did he fail to warn Nineveh, he also failed to reach those that were in his close proximity, those that were right near him in his area of influence. Oh, Jonah was on the boat. People were in peril, and Jonah was fast asleep. Hey, those in our close proximity, our family members, our neighbors, our co-workers, those that go to school with our young people, hey, they're in need of this message of hope. Oh, we wonder why our families and we wonder why our community are not turning to Christ. Maybe it's because that we've been asleep on the boat. Oh, we've went down into the sides of our ship. Oh, I'm saved. I made it. I'm okay. I go to church. Oh, we've hid in the sides of our ship. Oh, we've paid the fare. Oh, we've secured ourselves a good life. Oh, we've secured ourselves a good passage. Oh, we've become comfortable in the sides of our ship. But we've lost our zeal for God. Oh, you know, how do you get to the point where you care less? Jonah got to the point where he cared less if a whole nation died in their sins.
And not only was he not concerned for those that were afar off, he was not concerned for those that were in his area of influence. Many Christians have fallen asleep today. They've neglected their duties to evangelize a lost and dying world. Why? Because they've been too busy paying their fare. Oh, they're more worried about their 401k than they are seeing people saved. Churches are more worried about having money in the bank and building up great buildings than they are getting the message of hope out to a lost and dying world, to those that are in peril. Oh, there are people all around us that are lost in their false religions. Hey, just like these sailors, they're lost in their good works. They're lost in their sins. They're doing everything they can to just stay alive. But churches are sound asleep in the side of their ship. And then we wonder, how has America got to the point it's in? Well, I'll tell you why. God's people have become too comfortable in the sides of their ship. We found ourselves in a comfortable spot. They've reached a certain level of spirituality, and that now they've become silent, even though the storm is raging all around. Our families are falling away, and we're asleep in the side of the ship. Oh, we're so busy taking care of ourselves that we failed to reach those in our close proximity. I wonder how many co-workers one day are going to stand before the Lord and say, so-and-so never told me about Jesus. Not one time did so-and-so mention your name. Oh, they were too busy in the side of the ship, taking care of themselves. Oh, they failed to give me that message of hope. Hey, I wonder how many family members, how many children, how many moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and cousins. I wonder how many of them are going to stand one day before the Lord and say, so-and-so never shared the message of hope with me. They were too busy paying their fare. They were too busy making a career for themselves. They were too busy in their hobbies. Oh, they were too busy straddling the fence. They were too busy compromising with the world. They were too busy dabbling in sin, and they failed to even stick their head out and look on deck and notice the peril that I was in. Look at verse 6 in Jonah chapter 1. It says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, underline these words, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God. Hey, that's a capital G God. If so be that capital G God will think upon us that we perish not. All right, here's a question. What's it going to take to wake you up? I wonder if God has prepared a great wind that's coming your way. God has prepared a storm to get you to wise up and to wake up and obey His will, obey His command. I wonder if it's going to take a great fish to come and swallow you up. Or you'd think that the storm of wickedness, oh, this storm of violence and drugs and alcohol and abortions that's taking place around our nation, you'd think that that would have woken up God's people. Oh, you'd have thought that the storm of COVID-19 would have woken up God's people. But no. Hey, I think this past year has caused more of God's people to go deeper and deeper into the sides of their ship. Hey, one day we're going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to have to give an account of what we've done for Christ. Oh, wouldn't it be sad if He shows us a picture of our life, and He's going to show us hiding in the side of our ship, asleep while others are dying without hope. I wonder if he's going to say and look at us and not say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." But he's going to look at us and say, "What meanest thou, O sleeper?" Hey, there's still hope for America. There's still hope for our community. Hey, there's still hope for our families. Hey, we have the message of hope. We have this life-changing message. Oh, but if we don't wake up from our sleep, if we don't step outside of our comfort zone, then people will die in their sins. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. We'll begin reading in verse 18. Ezekiel 3, verse 18. "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Christian, what type of tragedy is it going to take to wake you up? Hey, is it going to be a family tragedy? Is it going to be a personal tragedy? Is it going to take a career tragedy or a financial tragedy? Oh, we need to humble ourselves and we need to wake up. Hey, we've already been commissioned to give out the gospel message. Let's rise up. Let's make a difference for the cause of Christ. If you're under the sound of my voice and you're lost and without Christ, hey, can I give you some hope today? Hey, all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. All you're going to have to do is just humble yourselves before Him and believe on Jesus as your Savior and be saved today. Nineveh got under conviction of their sins, and they repented, and God spared them. God spared the sailors that was on the boat with Jonah. Oh, and they worshiped the Lord. If you're not saved, then you're going to find out all about Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, Romans 6:23, he says that the wages of sin is death. Hey, but right here's the good news. What Jonah knew about God is still true today. "But thou art gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil." Oh, Jonah, hey, Jonah had, he knew that the Lord was merciful, that there was forgiveness with the Lord. Hey, there's still forgiveness today. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, would you be saved today? To speak or not to speak? Hey, I think we all know the answer to that question. If God has found you sleeping today on your ship, you'd better humble yourselves before God and repent of our lack of concern for others before God has to bring a storm in our life to wake us up. Hey, what's happening in America, what's happening in the world should wake us up. Hey, there's a storm brewing. It's time to wake up.